We are back from the short recess. We have a second public hearing, which is scheduled, regarding Planning Commission recommended amendments to the Taney County Development Guidance Code for County Commission's consideration. At our first hearing earlier this morning, we have Bob Atchley with us again. And Bob, if you will you give us kind of a synopsis of what we went through this morning? And the reason I say that is because we don't have any members of the public here with us, so I think that we don't need to go through the whole process, but certainly, if you will, give us a synopsis in case anyone comes in the next few minutes, and then we will proceed with business.
Okay, that'll be great. As we spoke about at 7:45 this morning, the Planning Commission held a series of public hearings that ended with a public hearing on June 11th, and the Planning Commission was unanimous in their vote recommending adoption of the subdivision regulations. And as a part of this, basically the subdivision regulations would be removed, and they would be a separate document from the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And like I said, they were 100% in support of that. The ultimate intent of proposing a separate set of subdivision regulations was to try to simplify the process for the public and for the citizens of Taney County. One of the things that this will do is currently, and this is one thing I didn't bring up at 7:45, is currently if a person was going to propose a major subdivision, so a subdivision of 7 lots or greater, currently they would come through the Division 3 process. And in many instances, citizens are not aware of what the Division 3 process is. And essentially under the this new proposal, if someone was creating a major subdivision, they would seek approval for a major subdivision. If they're wanting to propose a minor subdivision, they would seek approval for a minor subdivision. And I think in general, the public's a little more familiar with that terminology. Some of the differences, some of the key differences we went through this morning, under the current set of regulations, really quotes statute number 137-185, and is really kind of piggybacked off of that. But it's requiring any subdivision of land that would create a tract 40 acres in size or less, and this is the current regulations, it's requiring that to be looked upon as a subdivision that requires approval of either the Planning Commission or the Planning Department. Under the proposed set of subdivision regulations, basically the only time that a subdivision would fall under either Planning Commission or the Planning Department's jurisdiction is if it was creating a tract of land less than 10 acres in size. And so literally, if we had a scenario where a property owner had 40 acres of land, If that property owner wanted to split that into two 20-acre tracts of land, under the proposed regulations, they would not be required to seek approval of a minor subdivision. They would still have the land surveyed per state statute and recorded, but they would not be required to refer to that as a named subdivision. And so that's one of the key differences. Another big difference, the current regulations, of course, again, you've got to remember with the current regulations, any tract of land that's created that's 40 acres or less is looked upon as a subdivision lot. And so under the current regulations, if a person was to take an existing subdivision lot and further subdivide that, that would require Planning Commission approval as a Division 3 permit. Under the proposed regulations, it's giving the Planning Department staff the authority to approve up to six lots, whether it's six lots that are created as a minor subdivision or six lots that are created as a replat. And the feeling there was basically that it's going to simplify the process for the public. If you've got a person, we have a number of instances currently where you may have a larger tract of land. It may be a 10-20 acre tract of land that is a lot within a named subdivision. And under the current regulations, that if that lot were to be further subdivided, they're seeking the approval of the Planning Commission via a Division 3 permit. Under the new regulations, like I said, that's something that could be handled administratively in the office. Some of the other reasons for the proposed separation is really statutorily, there's a different set of statutes that deals with subdivision of land versus zoning. And both the staff and the Planning Commission felt that it was important that by separating out these subdivision regulations, we ensure that they comply with state statute as well. One of the other key differences that we spoke about too is currently we've never had an exemption for cemeteries, and in looking into other counties that have planning and zoning and subdivision regulations throughout the state, we found that many counties have an exemption for cemeteries, and so that's something that's been proposed here as well. And so essentially, if someone was to create a cemetery, or if you had a situation where there was a citizen that was wishing to deed land to a cemetery, that would actually be looked upon as being exempt from the subdivision process. It would not be something that they would have to seek, Planning Commission or Planning Department approval for. I think those are some of the key things at this point, or some of the primary differences between the two sets of regulations. Does the commission have any questions at this point, or any items that?
Well, in as much as this is the second hearing we've had today regarding this proposal, I don't have anything additional from what we had at the 7:45 hearing. Do you, Dan?
Yes, I was going to visit with the. There was a board member, and actually visited with a couple of different people that were associated with the board that talked about there's as many as 30 revisions or things in the current code book that needed to be looked at to simplify, to make it more customer friendly. And that was the main purpose of trying to review this thing and make it simpler to understand by the general public, and to cut some of the red tape out of trying to get something done as far as division of property. And I applaud you for your effort. I applaud the Planning and Zoning Commission for taking these steps. If there is as many as 30-some revisions, that's a great step forward in helping P&Z be a customer-friendly part of government.
As I believe I am required during public hearings to ask the public for any comments regarding the recommended amendments as proposed by the Planning and Zoning Commission, I would ask that question now. Is there any member that is present at this meeting that has a question or comments about what has been proposed by P&Z? Bob, do you have any further comments?
I really don't at this time. If the commission would wish to vote on this subject, basically in order to amend the code book by statute has to be amended by county commission order, and so the staff has proposed an order amending basically making these code amendments. I may have to revise my order, though, just to bring this up at the front end. I didn't realize that Commissioner Strafas was going to be out today, so I may need to actually revise this because I have the time. For statute, the subdivision regulations would actually be adopted by resolution, and so we would really be looking at two separate votes, one vote to amend the existing development guidance code, and then a second vote to adopt the proposed subdivision regulations. And, you know, I've put together, like I said, a document for each. I may need to revise that somewhat.
Well, the reason you're saying that is because your verbiage has one commissioner making it, seconded by another, and then concurred by presiding. You don't actually need to have the concurred by as long as we vote unanimously. We can almost use this still just with the commissioners that are here. But if you want to change it, that doesn't mean that we won't go ahead and make a motion to approve and accept the recommended amendments to the development code. And then secondly, you can help me frame the motion that we need there. But if you want to change this verbiage and then come back later, we can sign it.
Okay.
Still, I believe you need to have three places for signature, and it's okay to have two.
Okay.
By the way, when that makes it official.
Okay.
And I totally agree. I'm not sure that we wouldn't want all three commissioners present on this resolution, which would be, well, you won't be here Monday, though, will you, Ron?
No.
No. I think, because this is a work in progress, as I mentioned before, and there will be others that we could...
Do you want to have this rescheduled for a week from today?
Yeah, I think
for
so.
For a vote and for signature?
For a vote and signature.
Is this time sensitive that we need it today, Bob?
Not necessarily. I'll actually be out next Thursday. I'll be on vacation.
All we need is the paperwork.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we've fulfilled the public hearing, and the vote can be taken as scheduled.
Okay.
And then we can go ahead and sign these into because there's so, like I mentioned, there's several other things that you're going to have to put into this resolution.
And let me suggest that you take this information back. We will and work with Nikki. We'll reschedule this for next Thursday. Before you leave, if you can, contact our other commissioner, see if he had any questions regarding this.
Okay.
And that he's ready to move forward. I mean, this is straightforward. This is exactly what you've gone over with us before. There aren't any changes other than what we've already seen, so I don't suspect that there will be any changes whatsoever, and then we can formally adopt it next Thursday with a full commission.
Right. And one other question that I would have for you is that as you continue this process, that you get with Randy and see the conflicts between our road standards and this, and bring those things together where they match up, where the public has no confusion about coming in and receiving a set of road standards that doesn't match the guidance code. So I would ask that you do that, and that presentation be brought to us in less than a month to be approved.
Okay.
Okay.
Definitely. And that was one item that I'm glad you brought that up. Being specific, the way the road standards are currently written, it's allowing for two tracks to be served by a private easement.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, at this point, should I get with Randy, see what process is required to amend the road standards? And
right, and because with small tracts of land, up to two tracks for someone that has children, they're wanting to give a couple acres or 5 acres to or whatever, and they don't need to build a county road into that system. They do need a 50-foot easement in case there's future development on past there but they don't need to be pressured into building more than what would be, you know, desirable for anybody with common sense would know that they that some young couple can't afford the road standards that are supplied to them now.
So you're going to get with Nikki. You're going to give her the paperwork between now and the time you leave so that we'll have that available for us so that we can vote upon it, sign it next Thursday.
That'll be great.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you again.
Our next agendized items is F and 160 Highways and the project that is ongoing between the ambulance district and the county. Gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Okay, so my last visit was to ascertain where we are with the project as I'm ready to move forward. And where it was left off was the site was going to be surveyed, and HDR did the survey. And I've been in contact with them after I left here. I went over there to find out the details of it. And so I've learned that the survey has been completed. And Doug has a copy of you. I don't know if you've seen it, but he sent me a copy of it. And to my understanding, that was the next step in the process. That's what you were looking for. And I'm interested in knowing what's the next move.
The next move, I guess, would be negotiations between us on what we want to, how we want to proceed as far as the, whether it be a trade, buy, or transfer of the properties.
Doug, can you bring your survey up here?
We have one question that was seen on the survey that was a question to me, and that was the availability of an entrance out to both 160 and F Highway, and the survey doesn't show it to be that way. But that, to answer your question, I'm ready to try to...
Darrell, the piece of property that is surveyed...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The piece of property that's been surveyed off... This is the desire of the ambulance district, is to have that corner piece.
Correct.
Okay. In that corner piece, obviously, is Danny is referring to the entrance that comes off of F Highway, and there is no easement that is provided for the balance of the property. Is that the intention?
I'm not sure what you mean. There's no easement?
There's no easement for the rest of the property for whatever use the county may have for that property. So the county would be restricted potentially from access from F Highway. That's Dan's question.
Right, exactly.
So the other entrance isn't sufficient? The 160 entrance is not sufficient? Is that what you're saying?
Well, number one, I'm asking that question because I thought that was part of the conversation.
It was. There's two entrances now, and we weren't wanting to shut off an entrance. If we can't get an exit from... or onto or from F Highway, we do need some sort of entrance or exit there. There's one there, but you with this survey, it shows it cut out, and it's only an entrance to your property.
Well, my question was, in following up to what your question was, this is the ambulance district's preference, is to have it this way.
Correct.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
There's access all along Highway even in the future.
That would be a state question that would see if they would allow us to have a...
So we're looking at
another entrance.
We're looking at a half acre of property that sits in the corner. It's at .49, right? Am I looking at that right?
Yes.
I think the number one thing we have to do, if you guys, I know that you and Jim have been involved in it, is the appraisal, and then the county is free to sell it, whether we accept appraisal or not. I think that's a step that we're supposed to take. And was he not talking to an appraiser?
Yes. I don't know where he's at with that position, but Jim was in the middle of the appraisal process. And has he visited with you about it?
Yeah, I have talked to Commissioner Strong since probably 6, 7, 8 months.
Okay, well, that's where it was left. We got the survey done. The appraisal, as far as we know, is in process or maybe completed, but we don't have it, and Jim's not here today to let us.
What is the intention of the appraisal specifically?
Missouri law wants counties to have property appraised before they transmit them to anyone else. So
it's not to find out what the cost is so you can charge the cost. It's just to find out what the cost is so that you can take it off your books in an appropriate manner.
It can be looked at that way. Okay. it's just a, how can I best say this? It's a requirement that has come down to us through the state auditor's office that if a county's going to sell a parcel of property that it owns, it has to be appraised. And what the catch-all to that is, I'm not exactly sure. I know that counties in the past across the state have done otherwise, and then they've been written up in the audits for it. I don't know what the penalty phase of that is, et cetera, but I do know that's part of the process. This is something that can happen, I think, quicker rather than later.
It may have already been done.
The access is not a killer for me. I just wanted to know if that was the parcel that you all wanted. We need to talk with Jim about the
things. It is the parcel we wanted. We not interested in having all the county vehicles and trucks driving through there. We need it for parking spaces. We need it for turnaround. So to us, it's important.
Carol, I understand. I mean, you have emergency vehicles, and you don't need to have somebody in your way if you want to pull one of those emergency vehicles out, and we don't want to be in your way. So, I mean, I understand that completely. I was just making sure and defining that's the parcel that you all were most interested in.
Is that a killer for you? So when the appraisal comes back, obviously there's going to be some monetary value attached to it. What's your intention? When it comes back, are you going to be requiring me to pay a certain amount of money for it? What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is whatever's fair to the citizens of the county, and we're trying to work with the ambulance district to make this transaction happen because it's value to both the county and the ambulance district, and whatever that whatever benefits both is what I'm interested in doing. There may be there may be a contract wrote up as far as the project, as far as the water and the sewer that's across the street. There may be a negotiations on cost sharing as far as the board to get it over there. There's several issues to be talked about, but the appraisal is the main thing that's got to come in before we know how we can approach those areas.
Okay. I understand the reason for the appraisal. What I'm not interested in is if the appraisal comes back, it could be a choice piece of land. I mean, sure it is. Judging by the prices of the land around it that we've already looked at, it might go for a lot of money. And that's fine. The ambulance district is not interested in paying any money for it. And the reason why is because there's a lot of improvements that are going to need to be made to this lot that are going to cost a lot of money to begin with. And so if it's your intention to improve this land and then sell it, then my advice is go ahead and sell it, and we'll find another place in a location around them, because the ambulance district, we don't need a prime piece of real estate. We just need a chunk of land and be in the back. We don't, someplace in that general vicinity is fine. But this particular piece of property was discussed back in March of 2011 that, hey, you guys want to get rid of it? And we need a spot, so I thought the alignment of our needs was perfect. And so we've been going down that road, and it's sort of morphing into something that was not foreseen by us, which was, my intention was, you guys wanted to get rid of this property, we would have taken it from you. If it's going to cost us a sum of money to buy this land from you, well then we'll go someplace else. Because there's a lot of improvements that need to be made on this piece of property.
I'm at a loss here, Darrell, and I apologize. First, the county has no intention of gouging the ambulance district for a site that is needed. So we have a step that we have to go through. Never in any of our discussions have I heard any of the commissioners that if one has told you that, we need to know it, that the county wanted to get rid of this and would be glad to give it to you. This is a 2.5-acre parcel of property that the county purchased, if I'm not mistaken, from the Missouri Department of Transportation. And I don't think that there is, maybe I'm mistaken, but from my perspective, there's no desire just to sell that piece of property. The reason that I'm interested in doing anything with it would be to assist the ambulance district and your need to have a station in that general area, and to come to the best arrangement that we possibly could between us and you. I know at one time there was an offer that came from you all about the parcel of property that was out here in the Kazee Mills area, and where we've been putting, or the county's been putting fill in for some time. I think we need to sit and we need to chat about this, and we need to do that ASAP. This has dragged on way too long, and there's way too many misconceptions either on our part or on yours. And I haven't been in that process with you. I know that you've dealt with others, but I'm willing to do that and to sit and let's get this hammered out and move forward. But
Ron, I can simply state that at no time have I indicated that I want to give county property to anybody that we paid tax dollars for. I am interested in helping the public. This property has been discussed as far as having additional property for a voting precinct. It has been discussed with the ambulance district for their needs to supply the needs of the citizens of that area. So there's been many phases that's been discussed. What your conversations were with Mr. Strophas, I have no idea what he told you or promised you as far as what we might do at that point. But at no point did I take a prime piece of property and expect to give it to the ambulance district without going through some negotiating process. I had no intention of ever doing that, and I don't know where you ever received that from me, and it may be my mistake in my conversations back and forth with you, but I do know that you dealt with Mr. Strophas initially on this. And so my total benefit is for the citizens of the county to have a place for the ambulance in a prime location, and it was to have a voting precinct in that prime location that was needed, and we talked about all those things in our discussion that I had with you. And so I want to make that perfectly clear that we spent tax dollars years ago to buy this piece of property. You are a taxing entity, and we are a taxing entity, and at no time did I plan on giving you this piece of property unless there was these other obligations that we had talked about fulfilled. So that's where I'm at with the deal. And I think it's a great benefit location-wise for both the ambulance district and for the county to be able to supply a need for the public.
Is the location that they prefer a deal killer? I mean, we have access further up on the road if we want to have access there.
It's not a deal killer, but I want to make sure that the state will give it to us.
Well, And I understand that. I'm just...
It's deal-killing for us. We've looked at the other sites, and Tom, my architect, has looked at the sites and what we need. And the other sites, there's either too steep of a grade, or there's no access to the road, or some bizarre thing that just won't work for us. So we came up with the realization that this is really about the only spot of land that we could occupy and have our needs met. So it's either this or nothing. I mean, obviously, we'd go someplace else in the neighborhood, but I want to comment on what you were talking about earlier about the cost and being charged for it, or there being a cost for the ambulance. You are correct. You and I never did discuss anything related to county giving the land away. On the contrary, it was actually in discussions with you that I started getting the impression that it wasn't going to be a giveaway. And that's where I started getting concerned. And that's why I'm back here. I'm clarifying, because the communication between the three of us has not always been perfect. And so my intention today is to clarify and get specific and know exactly what we said. So I just want you to know that my intention is, if we have to pay for the land, then it doesn't work for us. Because there's improvements that have to be made on the land. If we can go someplace else, pay next to nothing for it and have no improvements and have water and sewer hooked up automatically. So for us, I mean, we've got to, you know,
and part of those costs is getting sewer, and I, you know, the discussions you were going to have with Marion Woods would be a bore, if I'm not mistaken, under the highway.
They're going to charge us for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I expect that. So there's costs that are going to be incurred by me taking this property. And if it gets to the point where, it's going to be expensive. And it's not in our best interest to have to buy this property, because I can't predict what they're going to charge for it. And perhaps it would be better used if you sold it to a private firm anyway. Then you can get your full cost out of it, and everybody's happy.
We have to understand, and Daryl, we usually do these sort of things in executive session, but we're not going to do that today. What I'm going to say to you is, we have a piece of property here that it's going to cost us a tremendous amount of money to rearrange, sort, move, and everything else. We have cost incurred too. And so if those negotiations can't be worked out between the ambulance district and the county, which I would have preferred for the benefit of all the citizens, then if you think that this is a deal breaker and there is a crown of the hill where we can't get an exit off of F Highway, well, then there's two other commissioners to vote on this thing, but I'm not interested in giving the ambulance district this piece of property. And I mean, that's as clear as I can make it.
No, I appreciate that. I mean, that's what I was hoping to get today, is to find out exactly where we stand. And I'm okay with that.
I think that there are a number of factors that we need to set and we need to chat about. For example, the bore under the highway is going to bring municipal sewer services to this piece of property.
Right.
And if whether the county utilizes that with future building for 911 services, or whether they utilize it in conjunction with the sewer district and an office for the sewer district out there, etc., that would be an important piece of the puzzle for anything that goes back behind where those ambulance district offices are. And I think at least that's part of the puzzle that could answer the financial questions for the county. But that certainly needs to be discussed. And I'm going to be gone on Monday, Daryl. I'm at a NACO meeting. Next meeting I'll be attending is on Thursday. But when I get back, I would love to still continue this discussion, but sit with us and hammer this out and either move forward or not move forward. I think that is a valuable location, and it is one that could be best utilized through exactly what you've proposed. And I also understand the other side of it and what we have to comply with, but I think that we need to sit and see if there's a way to work that out where that all parties benefit. We also have something else that's on site, and all that needs to be taken into consideration, and we all need to sit and chat about that. But this has gone on for a long period of time, and I'm with you. I think we need to make a decision. And
okay, so...
can we schedule this as soon as next Thursday?
Yes.
And I will have Nikki get a hold of you, hopefully make sure that we are all present for that meeting and can sit and discuss this and work out something that's amenable to both organizations.
And Darrell, we both know that we've had
you help me get a hold of
a lot of discussion about this because there was grants involved. And when we talked about grants and we talked about polling places and we talked about all these other issues, those things have held us up. This has went on way too long, and I'm in agreement with you on that point of it. But all the negotiations that need to go on with the water, the sewer, the entrance, all those things need to be taken care of in taking care of the needs of the public. That's where I'm at. So
Nikki's going to get with me. We'll meet next week and discuss more.
Yes. We'll let's get down to the nitty-gritty of how it can be a winner for both or a non-deal. I mean, let's...
I think we both just want to move on.
I'm with you, sir.
In that period of time, Randy and them's listening, I'm sure we'll get MoDOT involved and have them see if there's a possibility for another entrance off of F Highway so that we can do that. He's not here now, but they'll be listening, and we'll get with them and make sure that they get in touch with them. And those kind of things would help, we want to help you, but we also want to help the sewer department. We want to help everybody that's involved, so that's where we're at.
We have a scheduled meeting at 9:45. We could take a 5-minute recess, and then we'll move forward with enhanced interview.